Hello, Dr. Tori Robeson here, chiropractic practice success consultant, where I teach you how to go farther than you ever thought you could. You're listening to the Chiro Success Podcast. All we want is to be happy in life. Happiness is not only what we feel when we have what we desire, it is also the very motion that attracts what we desire to us. It is much easier to manifest our intentions if we stop focusing on intending, but instead we focus on just being happy with what is. Focus less on asking the universe for this or that, and more on just being grateful for whatever comes. We will feel such sweet and true joy when we enjoy the present fully, compared to trying to create for the future. Many times, we sabotage the manifestation of our intentions unknowingly by focusing too much on intending. The truth is that focusing our intentions too much only reinforces the fact that they do not exist. Therefore, we are trying to manifest them. We are trying too hard. The idea that you must focus on your intentions all the time is a fallacy. To manifest our desires, you have to be in vibrational harmony with the realization of our desires, which means you must think, feel, and act as if your desires have already manifested. If you already had all your desires, you wouldn't be trying to manifest anything, but you would be enjoying and being grateful for all that you have. You would feel totally happy, totally joyful about the way your life is. You would totally love your life. That is exactly the state for you to be in right now if you want to be in vibrational harmony with all of your dreams and desires. This is the secret key all along. It is about not trying to manifest at all, but to allow yourself to be as happy as you can be. We have this idea of learning all that we can about how to manifest our desires and wondering why we still fail to get as much as we want or as quickly as we want it. We don't realize that we are doing it all wrong. When we try to create something, we are saying that something is lacking. We are trying to change the way things are because things are not acceptable the way they are. What happens is that we are actually creating more of the same situations of not having what we're trying to create. The paradox of this is that we only start creating the things we do want to create when we stop trying too hard to create them. This is why giving up and surrendering our desires to the universe, or simply letting go and letting God, is the step for miracles to finally happen. We stop trying to do anything and we affirm that all is well and that everything is fine the way it is. When we give up trying to change things and just accept the way it is, the state of isness, almost instantly or within a very short time, we see our desires start to show up in our lives like magic. So instead of trying to change things and trying to create what you want, allow yourself to unconditionally love and totally accept yourself and the way things are. See that the universe is perfect and that there is nothing wrong with it. When you do this, you are coming from a place of sufficiency and wholeness, instead of a place of lack and wanting, which is weak. In manifesting, we begin with experiencing the end result. We begin with experiencing in our mind the end result as though it is real right now. The beginning and the end are the same when you feel you have what you desire and actually have it. The beginning and the end are the same. Right now you feel like you already have it, and in the end you actually do have it and have the same feeling. In fact, the feeling of having it is what caused you to create it and bring it into your life. We tend to miss the joy and happiness of what we have when we are caught up in the problems of life and thinking about what is not there yet or what could be better. We don't have to realize what we have only when it's taken from us. Cherish every good thing that is present in your life right now to the fullest. The air you're breathing, the sunshine, the freedom. You would be really happy if you knew what you desire is already here or is certainly on its way. Joy is what happens to us when we allow ourselves to recognize how good things really are. Joy. The incredible feeling of peace and joy is what happens to you when you allow yourself to recognize how good things really are right now for you. Rather than intending for something because it's not there, you trust and be grateful that all your desires are already granted. Rather than trying to create anything from a position of lack, you are simply doing each day what brings you joy. You are simply doing what you enjoy, and not because you want to produce something. Although you do want to produce something, your main focus and the basis of doing it is because it is what you enjoy, and the production of it is a secondary priority. This is how you are happily creating. When you ask and believe that you have received what you have asked for, you would not be striving and struggling to have it. When you know you are already assured of having what you ask for, and that it is irreversibly and totally reserved and secured for you, you'd be happy, at peace, and confidently expecting it rather than worrying and wondering if it's actually going to show up or be taken away. You experience more freedom in life and in creating when you allow yourself to be carefree. Winner's Edge saying, I care so much, I don't care at all. This is what it means. Once your goals are set and you can actually visualize and picture them as real and get into that state of happiness and then just ignore it, and allow it to move itself into your life. Remember that if you already had all your desires fulfilled, you wouldn't be trying to manifest anything, but you would be enjoying and being grateful for all that you have. This is exactly the state for you to be in right now if you want to be in vibrational harmony with all your dreams and desires for your practice, personally, financially, health, relationships. Rather than trying to intend and manifest, focus more on being grateful for what you already have, grateful for whatever comes your way. Focus on enjoying the present fully. In the end, it is all about two words: be happy. Be happy. Be happy. Not if this happens, I'll be happy, or if that happens, I'll be happy. You have to be happy for it to happen. You have to be happy to create. Because if you are not happy with what you already have, you don't get any more. As I assess people, as I assess chiropractors, the first thing I assess, are they happy? Is that a happy individual? Are they vibrating with a positive tone or a negative tone? If they are happy and they can set some goals and they can have some work ethic, I know they're going to get what they want because they're in the proper state to receive it. Happiness is the secret. And it's be happy, yes, I will add to it. Be happy now. Be happy always. Be happy just cause you're supposed to be. Nothing worse than a person with an incredibly luxurious life. You got your own car. You can shop in a grocery store with all of this food. You can learn. You've got a cell phone. You've got communication with everybody at all times. You have an incredible life. And that person somehow is not happy. It's like they need a third world experience to realize really how incredible their life is. As I sit here right now, I am deliriously happy. Yes, I have goals. Yes, I want more. Yes, I desire to achieve. But in this moment, I am happy. And it's no wonder I continue to reach goals and continue to manifest my desires and continue to achieve, because I'm in a state of happiness and thankfulness for what I have, and that is the prerequisite, that is the foundation, that is the receiving place, that is the receiving dock, that is the receiving station to get more of what you want. Are you happy? Are you waiting for something to make you happy? Are you waiting for other people to make you happy? Are you waiting for a person in a relationship to make you happy? Oh, if I meet Prince Charming, then I'll be happy. Oh, if I meet this great girl, then I'll be happy. Oh, if I had a couple million more dollars, then I'll be happy. Oh, if this wasn't bothering me, this pain I have in my body, then I'll be happy. That is all loser talk. Crybaby talk. You're not going to get any more good in your life talk because you're not thankful for what you already have. Well, you don't know what I have or what's bugging me. Everybody has stuff bugging them. Everybody has things that bother them. Everybody has losses. Everybody has tragedies. Everybody has pain. It just happens to be that the winners maintain a state of happiness in spite of the troubles and the difficulties of life. That is what makes them a winner. They are on the rails. They are happy. They are steady. They are cool. They are not pulled this way or pulled that way. They are not controlled by outer circumstances. You control your mind. Therefore, you control your circumstances. And whatever happens in your life, we can find a certain lesson. We can find some happiness in it. Because if you want to have more than you already have, and you want to do more than you've already done, and you want to be greater than you already are, you have to simply be happy. Tori out.
If you're a chiropractor looking to dominate in practice and in life, learn more at winnersedgeconsulting.com.